everybody. This is Dr. Terry.
And it's Mrs. Terry tonight.
And we are about to have another Cosmic Code radio show where we're going to be talking about the influence of the days. And we're going to be talking about interesting things. So why don't you shoot, Tirania? Go ahead.
Well, this Scorpion Draconian has surely taken its toll over the past week. You know, it was Easter holiday. Hope everybody had a really great weekend. Just call it the illuminated transit when Venus conjuncts sextile, because Easter is really Astarte. It's the true meaning for the Greek goddess with the readiness to bear. So it's a pagan holiday. In other words, i.e. for the way it is, it's a resurrection daily. So Louis went on and we went to pick up a trailer down in Cottonwood, Arizona. Cottonwood, where all the bunnies hop. So we went out there and got us a trailer that was very western-y. Well, style
and loaded with shotgun.
Loaded with shotgun holes. I'm sure you saw the photo.
Well, no, and I didn't. Actually, I didn't put the photo of the hole from the shotgun, but both sides of the trailer look like what you call when we use for the pasta.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about, the old wheelbarrows.
Yeah.
Look like something from Gunsmoke. And
some people might have just, you know, trying to hide from a crazy lunatic behind his trailer when he was shooting left and right.
Or who knows on the inside. But we pulled that thing straight from Cottonwood on back home to Phoenix, and it was about an hour and a half drive. Pulled it into the driveway, and I was just totally amazed at how he transformed it. He definitely brought it back to life.
Well,
on this Easter holiday.
Well, basically, it's a form of resurrection, you know. I'm an Aries dragon's head, so Aries also rules machinery, Gemini, you know, sharp instrument, noisy, dangerous tools, and God knows you should see my hands.
Oh, and I'm telling you, no matter how much aspirin he's been taking over the last few days, he has been broken.
Yeah,
along with his allergies.
Well, yeah, the allergy, I can handle it, but both of my hands are really messed up, and the big, big hammer hit my hand. With my other hand, the next thing you know, I have a pumpkin hand that hurts like hell.
A pumpkin hand for a brand new stagecoach. I tell you, he made that thing so cute. It looks like something kind of old school, gothic, hip-hop.
Yeah, but it had to look like the hammer, you know.
Yeah, it
I'm
does.
Not done yet. Today I did a few things around it.
Extra improvements for
make it much better. So once it's all finally done, I'll put another picture for you guys to look at it.
And the reason we got that trailer, though, was for our dogs.
Well, yeah, you know, when they jump into the hammer, they want to be pet, and they're very slobbery, and then especially macho. I mean, this guy just, you show him a bone, and his slobber goes all over his face already.
Yeah, I tell you, I love that thing, but yesterday I went to take the trash out, and I saw, before we went shopping yesterday, Louie had left the back of the camper shell open. And I told him before we left, I said, you better shut that. I saw it coming. Well, I took the trash out. I was coming back to the house. And something grabbed my attention in the alley, so I stopped a minute, and I didn't even see it coming. I heard the loudest bang. My eyes went shut, and I fell to the ground. My whole left side of my head got smashed in by that sucker. And, I mean, I really
felt busy today. But, Tirania, you're supposed to look where you're going.
Okay? I did, but as soon as I turned around to look straight ahead, there it was.
So she was complaining, crying, her headache, oh, God, was what?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it has been kind of a waning moon.
It has.
That has kind of, you know, being, kind of difficult, but, we can handle it.
We can handle it.
In fact, the moon will be moving in the sign of Aquarius for the next two or three days.
Oh, don't remind me.
Okay.
Right on my toe.
So remember, yes, anything to do with nukes, North Korea, anything to do with earthquake, tsunami, shocking news, technology, NASA, science, the incredible UFOs, God knows what.
Well, I got hit in the head once. The next thing you know, I'm going to be electrocuted.
Just be careful the next 2 or 3 days because
yeah.
She will be undergoing on one of her negative window dates. And the sad reality that people get killed when the moon goes on the tail of the dragon.
Right.
And that's why you really, really test drive my latest discovery. I guarantee you that the dates Tarana and I will generate for you, 3 positive and 3 negative, so to speak, those days will not be normal days to you at all. This is where if the moon is waxing and I give you those dates, you will be at the right time, at the right place. God and the devil will become your friends to bring about your wishes. But at the same time, there are 3 other dates that would indicate when you will be on the tail of the dragon. And it's all based upon the year you were born, so we have to do some work to find out your natal and your hidden dragon power. It's like you're on a biorhythm, so to speak. And during those 3 days, you stay home. You take it from me.
Yeah.
You stay home. Because this is where you will be at the wrong time, at the wrong place, saying the wrong thing. And this is basically where God will never, ever, in a million years, hear your prayer. But the devil will. So what I'm trying to tell you here, I'm still offering this latest discovery for, how much is it now?
The lucky Windows Dragon dates are and have been 125.
This is literally giving away supreme wisdom, pearls of truth that you will never find anywhere else,
but with the
Turing.
Oh, yes.
And it is very important that you give it a shot.
Time and a place for everything.
People say, oh, I don't want to know. Hey, you don't want to know? What the hell is going on with you? How can you be so stupid? Excuse my friend. It's like saying, oh, I'm going to go shopping today, and I don't want to know any stop sign. I don't want to give a damn about any red light. This is exactly what you're saying if you're saying to me, oh, I don't want to know my bad days. The beauty of knowing when the bad days are is that you have been warned. You have been warned to stay home or to be extraordinarily careful of everything you say, you do, the people you deal with, and where you're going.
I've noticed that when the moon is on my tail, for instance, more people, the way they act to me in public, and it's definitely for real that all the people that Dr. Cherry has researched that have been maybe killed or in a bad incident is usually when they're on their unlucky window dragon days and they're unconscious of it.
Yes, and it's sad enough each time there is a celebrity that is going through hell, it's easy through Wikipedia to find the date of birth, and then each time it's a given they are on the tail of the dragon. They are within the date I would have given them to stay home or go out, because you can win the lottery too. This is how it works.
Oh yeah.
And we cannot use, because I am the creator of such advanced spiritual laws from the cosmic code. I cannot use it. The laws of metaphysics are very clear. You do not use that wisdom for personal gain. You use it to help other people. And that's what I'm trying to do with you. So give it a shot. I mean, you could spend $100 of anything, absolutely anything. Why not spending $100 for the next 12 months to know where the light will be green and where the light will be red, or the days where you have to be cautious and the days where everything will work in your favor. I just do not understand. Let's say if I did not know myself, okay, and I am listening to a guy like me on the radio, okay, that is telling me I'm going to give you 3 dates where you're going to be at the top and 3 days when you're going to be at the bottom. I mean, I would run just being curious. I would run to get this service because I can test it. Then I can say, well, you're a freaking loser. You wasted my time and my money, okay? The good news about Dr. Churi is that he's putting the green with his mouth is that you're not going to waste your money because I tested it and retested it and tested it again. No one, there is no one single living astrophile on this planet since Nostradamus died than Dr. Churi.
Yep.
And I'm not saying this, again, on an egocentric point of view, because I don't have spiritual pride. I'm very concerned with your welfare. You know, the next 2 or 3 days, now the moon is waning. On top of that, the moon is moving into the sign of Aquarius, okay, which is probably a really big red light for something shocking, surprising, explosive type of news. So obviously, President Obama, which has, like my beautiful wife, the tail of the dragon in Aquarius, is not going to have a good time. But the difference between President, cosmic and conscious President Obama and my beautiful soulmate wife, Tarania, is that Tarania is cosmic conscious. So she knows the next 2 or 3 days, you know, she has to be very cautious. She's not going to take chances. We're not going to go and fly an airplane. We're not going to jump out of an airplane. We're not going to do something stupid that we don't usually do. We're staying safely at home. And if we have to do things because life doesn't stop, then we just have to be very cautious.
Right.
Okay?
And I wanted to say, because, you know, my husband's got such hands of gold. I mean, he writes every day, and he did this immaculate transformation on the trailer. While we're taking our journey in style, you see now on the news the development of the latest Pope mobile. So, he's coming equipped in a secure bulletproof glass, and it's definitely drawing the people wherever it goes. So a driver's included, gold trim is optional. I mean, they have all this comfort, handrail support, to let the Pope stand in this upright position and throw hand gestures to this crowd with an included stereo and a frosty AC just so people can get such a great look at him. Wow, what's he do?
No. It's mostly to protect him from crazy people. Now, and that brings me to remind my cosmic coders and any all new listeners out there that Pope Francis was born with the tail of the dragon in
Cancer. Gemini. So sorry about that.
Gemini.
My head again.
Yeah. Okay. You heard your head. Yeah. And then what house does Gemini rule?
Gemini is the seventh house.
What is the seventh house?
The seventh house deals with open enemies.
Open enemies meaning the people in the public that could shoot you. Okay. This is exactly the reason why yet another cosmic and conscious God representative on Earth, or Mr. Pope Francis, you know, should listen more than any popes. He needs that Pope mobile. But he does not know that the tail of the dragon in the seventh house that rules upon enemies means the most crazy lunatic guy out there will aim and shoot him. Now, how do you think I feel, okay, telling you these type of things? And you won't know why George Norrie, my good friend George Norrie, kicked me out of Coast to Coast. Because they can't handle the truth. Or because they think my prediction don't make no sense and I stimulate or steer the people to kill our president. I am not steering anybody to kill the president, Obama, or to kill the Pope. I'm just translating the cosmic code.
But you know what's funny, Lily? I mean, all of the last popes through many centuries, I mean, they've always had their set of wrongly named righteous wills. I mean, since the Mercedes-Benz release in 1930. Now, this new Pope Francis, you know, we know that already he was taking a bus back in the day to go to work. So He may not want all this luxury that this new vehicle design offers.
Well, Tirania, he has a moon in Capricorn. He has all sort of energy in Capricorn. He's the biggest, smarter ass you can find in the world. If he was really, truly a person of modesty and simplicity, he could have said, I'm sorry, I don't want to be the Pope. Did he say that?
No.
No. Okay. On top of that, he thinks that God will protect him from the bullets. My gosh. He's such a Neptunian. Neptune was the feet. That's why he washes feet and go and kiss the feet of losers, the pothead of killers out there. This is totally insane to have a grown man boarding schizophrenia, totally, completely, entirely religiously poisoned, washing the feet of losers. Would you do that, listener? Would you go to any jails around here, okay, and clean and wash the feet of somebody that might have killed or raped or a child? Of
well,
course not,
well,
because you have common sense.
Right.
Why does he do it?
Well,
because he wants fame. Because he wants attention. He wants to do things different. But this does not fit. He does not understand. He does not read the signs. He does not hear God through the cosmic code. And refusing the Pope Mobile is literally asking, kill me now. And furthermore, President Obama is a Leo, and he has the tail of the dragon in,
okay,
in what house?
In the seventh house.
Like?
Just like the Pope.
And both of them, two most powerful human beings, recognized in the entire world, both of young souls, I may add, cosmic and conscious young soul, may very well get shot because it is written in light. And I could see it. I can only warn everybody about their impending fate and hope that this crazy upcoming moon in Aquarius does not get to them. But it will. It will certainly, and you can read the news on CNN the next 2 or 3 days. It will affect some famous people that would behave erratically. Some explosions over there, bad large earthquake, tsunami, God knows what. This Uranic shocking, surprising window is on the way. And it's written also in my book, 2013, Moon Power. And that is translating the face and the truth of God. I am not the Pope. I don't wear the robe, okay?
But doesn't
and I know better.
But doesn't it have to do with the former life of them? I mean, like in that latest video, which was about how they say nuns were former mafiosos. So, I mean, subconsciously, in another life, karmic residue.
Yeah, well, he's a Gemini dragon still, so... I can only translate the cosmic code and his UCI, or his unique celestial identity. Gemini rules the lungs and respiratory system. He had a cross on his lungs already. He does not know the medical aspect of astral psychology. He does not know that his tail of the dragon is right on his lungs, and that's why he lost one lung already. Now, Gemini was also brothers and sisters, and he has a few of those. So he might have done something stupid with one of his brothers and sisters, or thought, and with Saturn in Pisces, the guilt is there, and that led him to Mr. Pope today.
Right.
It's all preset, it's all written in light in a way that is unmistakable for anyone, especially my student, because they all have cosmic consciousness. The question is, okay, what makes a person, knowing that President Obama is going to spend
$100 billion.
No, $100 million.
$1 million for his next new project. But I wanted just to add one piece. That's why I wasn't on thought right there. Just real quick to recap, John Paul II, remember, in 1981, survived an assassination attempt.
Well, that's because he doesn't have the tail of the dragon in Gemini. That's why he survived it.
Right.
Anyone stealing, forgive the sucker.
And
if
one
somebody
other,
tries to kill me, I ain't going to forgive him.
And one other,
and shoot him too.
One other thing, too, is that, you know, many of the popes, they were carried by the chair of royalty when going out and about. I mean, 12 bearers, which represents the 12 disciples of the church.
All right.
Now, so, I mean...
in reference to President Obama, can you believe that? He is going to take 100 million of your tax dollars and give it to a bunch of kids, all depraved cosmic consciousness, to try to understand what it means to be human. Oh my God, I wrote about it today. Anytime I start to write about the connection between the universal mind and the human mind, I freak out and I am so upset, and I wonder what is going to take for these people to realize, looking down on the microscope, to understand what it means to be human, is not the way to connect with the universal mind. You're supposed to look on the telescope, for God's sake, above your head, in the universal mind. You're not supposed to look at the microscope looking down. All the affairs of the mind start and finish within the universal mind, or the universal brain.
I tell you what, tackling one of the most difficult approaches yet, and unfolding the puzzles of the 3 pounds of matter between our ears, darn right it's going to be difficult for
them.
They need to clean out their ears filled with the garbage that they've been brought up on and open their eyes to the light that is being blocked by their narrow-minded highbrows, for God's sake.
Oh, Karina, this is a good thing. You know what? I tell you what, honey. You know, this the expert. Look at Mr. Pope Francis. He is the expert, supposed to be the representative of God on earth. He is cosmic and conscious. This is why he cannot hear or see the sign. He will never hear or see God in action because it's against his own belief to raise to a higher level of perception. Psychically. Now, within the realm of science, our infantile science, they all have been trained since the get-go that what cannot be seen or touched does not exist. That is a terrible, terrible proposition. Now, 100 million dollars. Okay, now, wait a minute here.
Junior So. Haven't they learned anything from studying Einstein and Junior So's brain? Nothing?
No, they're made up genes. Oh, they have to have the millions of dollars that's coming from the football team, the NFL. The NFL is giving more than 100 million over the years to the scientific community that is sleeping, I'd say, whoring around with the pharmaceutical corporations. Let's support this young moron deprived of cosmic consciousness. Let's send them to our accredited school. Let them get a bunch of PhD and let them work for us in doing a bunch of researches and to understand how the mechanics of the human brain, and then at the end, what we're going to do, we're going to create more drugs. We're going to sell more drugs.
Oh, yeah, I got to confirm, because they say backing up the neuroscience community is going to give back to our community. Give back what? More drugs?
Exactly. He saw a bunch of educated young kids who have no cosmic consciousness, who are manipulated by the Illuminati, by those who have the money, those who have the power, those who don't give a damn about over-medicating your children, and the result is an endless number of children born with autism. You want to stop autism? Stop ingesting all this nefarious chemical, which is already stimulating an imbalance, a natural imbalance of the chemical fluid you have in your brain. If you want to be scientifically and logical and rational, use that logic for a change. But ultimately, $100 million, my gosh, imagine 1 second if I had $100 million. That would mean, what, 100 schools? $1 million a school. Whoa, $1 million astropsychological school all of a sudden would be born. And with it, the immaculate conception, the immaculate understanding of the face and the truth of God, an explanation of the UCI, the unique celestial identity, and fixing those children before maturity and before today's science and the chemical industry turn them into monsters. Because this is why Adam Lanza killed his mother and killed 20 kids. Because he is the product of our infantile, cosmic and conscious scientific community loading those kids with chemical, or the parents teaching those children archaical religious poisoning rules. Fact of the matter is, if you have listened to the previous show that I did on Adam Lanza psyche, his best friend says that Adam Lanza was a genius. Adam Lanza was born with the head of the dragon, for God's sake, in Capricorn. The head of the dragon in Capricorn. That means nothing to 99.099999% of the people walking this earth. Capricorn head means nothing when it is the most intelligent, the most practical, the most logical, the most scientific energy you can get. Nothing made sense. Not his mother religious teaching, not the schoolmaster, not the psychologist trying to help him this way, kill him first, start with. Nobody made sense to Adam Lanza. So he killed everybody and he swallowed a bullet to exit this crazy world. And that's what it is. And that, we're going to fix the problem. We're going to take the guns away from people like Dr. Chiri and Tarania, which are good and not crazy, okay? Or we're going to load everybody else with drugs. No, guns don't kill. Drugs kill. The wrong education breed killers, breed monsters.
And they say that by doing this new project, this new research on the brain, is going to help us dream up of jobs that they've never dreamt of before. Well, yeah, what kind of job?
For the scientist. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. No, you don't want to throw the water with the baby. Okay, I understand that science has made incredible
discoveries.
I mean, look, GPS, the internet, technology that we are dealing with, God thanks all those scientists.
But that's a physical level.
Oh, yes, now you begin to understand.
That's the physical level. Now, what about the spiritual
that's
level?
That's where the imbalance is. As soon as you start to mention astrology, astropsychology, or the universal mind, whoops, all these educated people who nurture a spiritual pride are immediately going to generate a subconscious fear of the ridicule. Oh, no, you cannot associate me with this pseudoscience. Jesus Christ, you're talking about the essence of the truth. You're talking about what it means to be a human. But they won't have the gas. They won't have the curiosity because the fear of being associated with what they think I am, another Mrs. Cleo, not knowing, of course, that I am more logical, more practical, more down to earth than they are, because I am just a different breed of scientist. a scientist who understands the physical manifestation and still open-heartedly accept science. But don't ask any scientist to accept Dr. Cherry. That's the difference. They're blocking me because all that I have to offer does not sell drugs. That's the problem. The Illuminati want only invest in something that brings money. This is why they invest in churches every single day. They invest in sports building every single day. They invest in every single thing that brings the green back. But the true essence of the spirit is free. Is free. And that is a no-no because to them it's a waste of time. There is no reason for them to save the children of the future. Or there's a good reason to over-medicate them so that they can control them. Oh, no, no, no. You have to keep teaching the Bible and the story of people 2,000 years ago who had no pen, no paper because it was not invented yet. Meantime, they wrote stories, and these morons just don't have enough critical thinking to realize it is just a story. They have created their religion. They have built their religion. They have embellished their religion. There's nothing real. There's nothing true about that. The very essence behind all that, the very essence of the original cosmic teaching of Jesus, these are removed. And this is why, if you never heard of Dr. Cherry and you tune on to my show tonight, please Google the Dead Sea Scroll or Dead Sea Scroll Secrets if you want to, or Dead Sea Scroll Divulge if you want to. But if you just write Dead Sea Scroll and add the Dr. Cherry on Google, you're going to hear what I'm saying. You're going to read. Excuse me.
Bless you.
My allergy. You're going to read the fact about the essence of all religion being directly related to the cosmic mind, to the cosmic code. My
salud.
Oh, these allergies are killing me. This is real. It's a real show.
Yeah, you know, problems with the brain, they affect, you know, millions of Americans. I understand. You know, it's important to know how nerve cells function and how the brain processes information. You know, all that stuff, you know, you're taught in school, or, you know, it's important and it is interesting to know about stuff like that. Again, that's the physical level. If you don't keep in mind the spiritual, you can never have an equal balance between the two to achieve a beneficial outcome. It just makes no sense.
I have lost the spirit, like you said. What you said earlier makes a lot of sense.
And the devil has complete control of a lot of people's souls.
Yeah, exactly. Why they want to call it this way? Ignorance is evil. Knowledge is power.
That's right.
You know, $100 million is going to be wasted. Wasted. Because you can build the most sophisticated computer. You can build the most refined technological wonder. It will still not bring the balance between the physical and the spiritual manifestation. It will not bring cosmic consciousness to the scientists. If all the scientists today were to take an astropsychological course with Dr. Cherry, let's say they would become cosmic conscious. Oh my gosh. Imagine what they could do with the software. Because they have a full hand on the physical manifestation. But if they don't have the spiritual backdrop, there's no way they're going to keep the balance. You cannot dance on one leg. That's what I'm trying to say. You've got two eyes. One is physical, one is spiritual. Two sides of the brain. One is creative, one is logical, one is spiritual. Now, they do not want to go in things they cannot see and touch, because the real teachers has never been there. And I understand their skepticism and their reluctance to move on into a more spiritual side. Einstein said it so many times. You know, we have bred a crowd of logical, rational morons who have lost the spirit. I mean, he didn't say it this way, but that's what he meant, okay? And he also mentioned that it's a miracle that, you know, science, curiosity survives science. So, and then you do have people like Dr. Cherry right here, right now, okay? Imagine if I had 100 million, oh my gosh. I know, 100 schools will be popping out anywhere in many states. And I know a lot of the mothers are listening to me now, because I will be on the road. I will be in every college and university. I will be talking to the parents, to the family, making them aware of the cosmic code. I would bring their children on stage. I would bring the parents on stage. I would explain to them how God speaks to his children, and in a way that they would have no more fears and they would endorse my work, okay? And they would sign their children to the astropsychological schools. Once astropsychology is reinstated and accepted as a solid discipline in our college universities, I know the creations of monster and the total waste of time in ridiculous scientific researches will be over.
You know, I tell you what, they want to map the brain. What about mapping the spirit? What about mapping the brain, the spirit, and mapping everything in between?
It goes together.
Exactly, it goes
together.
They
are only dealing with the physical world.
Right, and don't you catch on to that, though? I mean, doesn't it start to make you wonder why they're doing it that way?
Because nobody has been there suggesting them anything else. They've been trained, plus it's a generation of souls born with the tail of the dragon in Virgo or Saturn in Virgo. They are born atheist, they are born skeptic, they are born scientist, they are born logical. So their UCI is not tuned. It's not tuned to the ramification, to the spiritual values involving the universal mind. They are not tuned. They are born scientists. All they're going to dig into is something they see, they touch using computers.
And they're definitely protected. Because you can see these guys on TV. You can see these guys, you know, saying whatever they... A lot of what they say is true, but then again, they try to scare society. And it's okay. That's okay for them to get on TV and to scare people and to put people in a panic. And they're allowed to keep on doing so, but then the rest of the people who try to share the truth and the light, we're banned, we're bullied, we're shut
right
out. You know, it's not fair.
It doesn't matter. You know, I'm very, very passionate. I'm at the same time pissed off because I do have a serious problem with stupidity. I know I own the golden keys of what it means to be human. I know if the most skeptical, rational scientist group was facing me, I would be able to change their mind if I just had an opportunity to have them facing me and my artwork. I would bring any one of them on stage and I would describe their soul, their spirit, their mental process, their fears, their lives through the divinity of the work of all the ancients used by all disappeared civilization. Okay? But first they have to remove their spiritual pride and realize that what cannot be seen or touched doesn't mean doesn't exist, and remove the ego out of the way, for God's sake. And then let me point out things that only them or even their mother might know. And then we're going to create such a reaction that people are going to say, man, how do you know I have flat feet? How do you know I got headaches, constant headaches? How do you know I broke my back? How do you know I'm fussing? I would know. I will tell them, exploring their UCI, of course, all their blessings, their God-given blessings, and all their shortcomings. And they will not, they cannot lie to themselves. I will force them to become curious. In fact, I remember many, many years ago, that was probably, maybe, I'd say around 1993 or 1994, one of my client was a doctor, a very wealthy lady in La Jolla, and she was the head, the president of a corporation that was involving the latest medical science and research. And somewhere, somehow, she invited me. My wife then told me, oh, no, you don't want to go there. I just checked them. You don't want to go there. They're all doctors. They are logical and rational. Okay, I didn't listen to my wife, and I said, I'm going to go there. And she came with me. Every one of these doctors were talking about the latest cancer discovery, whatever they were talking about. And I was there listening, not being able to understand a single word, a medical word, terms that they used. Then came my time to go and speak. And the lady introduced me to everybody. She had faith. She was a Scorpio, thus she was very, very spiritual, very, very advanced. She was not born a moron, put it this way. She trusted me because I convinced her in my office. So I was on stage, and I was talking about, you know, astrology and introducing the sign. And then everybody was looking at each other like, what the hell is this guy doing on stage? What type of doctor is that? And one of them stand up in the microphone. He says, Dr. Turing, what are you talking about? I said, I have every doctor's flyers here. What is your name, please? And when he told me his name, I looked at his flyer, and guess what he had?
What?
He had the symbol of Venus and the symbol of Mars on his flyer.
No way.
Yes. And I said, Doctor, with all the respect I owe you, you are talking about the psychology of men and women in relationships, and you are using the symbol of Mars and the symbol of Venus, and you have absolutely no clue of what those symbols mean. He looked at me and he says, no, I didn't do any research on that, on those symbols, because, you know, it's all pseudoscience. I said, and that's where you're wrong, Doctor. It is not pseudoscience. And I start to talk about the position of Mars in any sign, depicting a man's sexual drive and how he's going to show his masculinity to a female. And Venus in a female chart representing the type of man she's looking for, the type of masculinity she would respond to. And those guys had their mouth wide open.
Yeah.
I hit them, but I was there.
Oh, I know you're right.
Yeah, but did they invite me again for all their conferences since then? No, they did not.
You had them for a moment, but they didn't get it.
No,
they had
fear of the ridicule to other corporations they work with. So this is what I'm doing. I'm on the internet.
You know, fear of what? Fear
of the ridicule. Fear of the ridicule. Okay.
But it is what it is.
It is what it is, but it doesn't work that way. Fear of the ridicule. Fear is fear. You know, if you've been trained since you're a child to fear the devil, you don't want to go and end up in hell, and you're not going to dig into
what
we do.
But you know what? But you know what? They might have insecurities, but they're all a lot of Zionist wolves in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
And I believe that they're fulfilling many prophecies that are deceiving to many of people in the world.
The fact of the matter, Tarana, is, you know, I already have my school. I've got to come down to it. You know, I'm never going to get a penny from the government because I'm too controversial. The sad reality is I've got over 6,000 people, and many of them are very, very wealthy, and nobody has made a move to help me. So I don't think anyone's going to help us. It looks like if my school is already started, at least at a universal level, I have a universal school through the cosmic code. There are doctors, there are scientists, there's graduates, psychiatrists.
But this is going to go on.
Forensic experts reading my material, learning from me, stealing from me, because that's just the way it is.
Yes.
And maybe, hopefully, when I die, you'll be still a young woman when I die, because I'm 63. Maybe someone will realize my lifetime work in offering since 1991 all the secrets of what it means to be human through and all my radios and all my TV shows. And maybe I will get a recognition, a Nobel Prize of some sort. That is not my aim. My aim is to keep educating people. Of course, I wish sometimes I had access to $100 million, because to me, this money is going to be totally wasted. It's going to be wasted in building more technology, more computers, more ridiculous scientific researchers. And at the end, they will never know what it means to be human, because they are still refusing the divinity of God speaking through the cosmic code and the universal mind. They are not set. This generation, the people who are going to get all this money, all these lucky suckers, I ain't gonna do nothing good whatsoever to understand and help future generation, at least on the spiritual level. And then, you know, your brain is a computer, as I said a million times before. There is no difference between your brain, my brain, the one of a killer, or the one of Einstein. And Mozart or Beethoven were able to be a musical genius at 10 years old because they have experienced a lot of work. They have, you know, produced a lot of work in previous past lives, so they inherited a UCI or a unique celestial identity overloaded with creative forces. Good aspect to Neptune and Uranus make those kids very special. I mean, it's like, you know, there is no school that produced Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington, Mozart. There is no school that produced Dr. Turing. I was born with a damn gift. And that's what science needs to recognize. That's what science needs to acknowledge. But before doing so, they have to cast aside their spiritual accredited ego and their fear of the ridicule. And the good news, again, is that, you know, the train is on its way. We are all over the world. The fact of the matter is, people are listening to us, they're reading to our work, we're making tremendous, tremendous impact. Yeah. And if I was to stop today, I'd get a lot of people pissed off. No, Dr. Cherry, please, whatever you do, keep going. Keep going. But I'm tired.
I know you're tired.
I'm tired. I'm 63 years old.
But you know what?
People don't understand the importance of bringing this wisdom back to a college university. No, they're going to give money to the church. They're going to invest left and right. They're not going to do anything for the future of humanity, making my mission so difficult when they could help me.
Not just the college universities, but the elementary schools even. You know, children need to start when they're really little. It all starts in the home.
Well, you have to remove 2,000 years of archaic teaching. You have to get all these hundreds of millions of morons that look at a pope and think of him being God because he's going to say, I'm blessing you, you know, tomorrow you're not going to die. This is stupid.
Well, let me say something, you know, we're light.
We're light years ahead of the moronic mass, the religious poison mass, and the scientific community who has lost touch with the spirit. We are light years away, and here I am.
We are not just light warriors, but we are light and darkness warriors. So, you know,
yeah,
we're not
we
out
are light years away,
no,
ahead of them.
Right.
That's what
right.
I meant.
And we're not out to put anyone down or to judge anybody. You know, we're just telling it like it is. And I lost my train of thought. Concussion.
Oh,
no.
Stop.
But you know what I feel? I don't feel as if I do feel that it will take a long time before we reach or society wakes up. But I think
that time.
I know
I'm
you don't
63.
Have the time.
63.
But what I feel
I'm moving
like
to
is,
Florida because I'm off away retire. I want to go fishing. I want to stop. I want to stop writing.
But we
I
have
want
made,
to stop doing radio. I want to stop all that. I just want to go fishing.
But we've made such an impact already.
I know, and
I know you don't want to stop writing because writing is something that is inside of you.
I mean, I'm showing my passion to the extreme. I should create a tsunami of passion into people. And it's look if I'm talking to zombies who don't understand me or don't feel me.
You're not talking to zombies.
It's insane. Why don't I get the help I need to get this going.
Well, we really
because
are.
I have to fight 2,000 years of stupidity, mental manipulation, the Illuminati hijacking the human spirit straight from the Vatican, okay? And I'm fighting darkness, stupidity, ignorance, and fears.
Well, you know what?
That's what I'm fighting.
If we move to Florida, something occurred to
no,
me.
No, if.
Well,
I'm moving there.
Well, if,
I want to go fishing.
For instance, if we go there, we check it out, we really like what we see, and we do go there, something occurred to me. You know, we're living now in Arizona, A to Z, Arizona. You think of Phoenix, you think of the Firebird, regeneration.
Arizona. That's where the word Arizona comes from, arid zone.
Now,
water.
Yes. Now, if we go to Florida, you think of Flo Rida in a sense. So it's kind of like Flo. You think of the tarot, which is the flow.
Ooh, my wife is
which is the
here.
Flow of our spirit.
Which
is continuously. So if
Florida.
We go there,
Florida.
It's kind of like we will be in that sort of around the water, the Piscean energy.
No. We are moving into our a Uranus line. Your husband has Uranus.
And if we do that, who knows? I mean, you know.
It is UFO, television, New Age matter. That's why I moved there, because my astrocartography don't lie. I know better.
What about my astrocartography?
Well, it's going to be on your dragon's tail, okay, because you have to tell in Aquarius you're going to have my Uranus line on your dragon's tail. And that means you may be forced into extraordinary experiences. You may be forced into public life, into television, into things that you not necessarily want to do. But you will be forced to reach your dragon's head in the process, which means Leo, the queen, working for the children of the future. You cannot negate your own dragon's head. You have the same dragon as Obama, remember?
Yes.
So you want to be the queen. You want to be the leader of the children of the future, the leader of life. That's your dragon's head. Okay? And with my Jupiter on your dragon's tail, you're very lucky. Nothing wrong can happen to you under a Uranus line, because my Jupiter is there to protect you.
Wow. Well, you guys better hope that my head starts to feel better soon. I'm still shaking up inside of there.
That makes my wife thinking. Okay, so, you know, I'm very passionate, and I'm sure all the people that are still listening to me realize that I'm extraordinarily passionate, because to me it is crucial. It is crucial to bring back the face and the tools of God, as you know, he intended humanity to understand and see him through the sign, through the warning. Again, God created the stars and the heavens for more than the sake of beauty. He gave them to us for interpretation so that we may lead a more safer and productive life. Remember
okay.
that. It is so important. Now, science is too unbalanced. It's too much in the physical, too much into the earth, too much into the logic, too much into the microscope. All I'm trying to do is to bring the balance level where the spirit, the intuition, the archetypal realm of consciousness, the superconscious, the cosmic code, the universal mind play its vital part. And once the balance of justice is established between the physical and the spiritual manifestation, all we're going to have is peace, love, harmony, in this world. And we are working overtime, not for this generation, because they are still religiously poisoned, they are still into the rational, scientific, hard, dense, physical world. It is not for them that I'm working. I'm working for the children of tomorrow.
That's right.
A generation that will be more perceptive. They need people like me. They need people like you that are highly spiritual, that are learning from me, to keep that essence of the spirit alive. Because the more science is making progress with $100 million of your wasted tax dollars, the more they're making progress, the harder my mission is, will be, to free humanity from stupidity, from fears, and from ignorance.
And I want to say, you know, you can keep on giving your offerings every Sunday. If you go to church, you're just making the churches richer. And, you know, you're left in the dark.
Yeah, yeah, get Moon Power. It's only $15, okay?
I wanted to say a quick shout-out to Mr. Santos Bonacci, if he's listening tonight. Thank you for, I know he was on another radio show, Mentality Images, on the 31st, and he was speaking, you know, good words about Dr. Turi. Dr. Turi did his show on the 21st of February.
Yes, actually, one of our reader believe was listening to his show, and he did mention, like George Norrie used to do, he did mention me out there. What I'd like you to do, if you're a newcomer, please go to drturi.com, okay, and then click on Dr. Turi posts, and you read Obama West 100 million to unlock mysteries of the brain, or just Google it and read all the details. And then I also wrote on the Examiner, I wrote The Reign of the Dragon in Scorpius Draconis. You need to go and look at this, and then you need to look at what the positive and the negative dragon can do for you. Now, of course, to really understand it, you would have to get The Power of the Dragon, a 525-page book that gives you the tables or the year to find out your dragon. But ultimately, nothing beats to get the 2013 Nostradamus Dragon forecast for all signs. So this way you'll know exactly where the universal dragon's going to get you. Where are these dragons gonna, hypothetically speaking, kill you and rebirth you? He's killing my home and he's killing my career. That's why we're moving to Florida, and this is why my best friend forever, George Norrie, kicked my butt out of the Coast to Coast AM radio. God has a plan, not only for me, God has a plan for you. And it's all written in light. And this is why I am on the air tonight on the BBS radio. Thank you, Don, you're listening. Allowing me to pass on my message to the world, to a desperately lost world, relying on religion, relying on science alone to bring you the keys, the golden keys, what it means to be human, will never, ever happen in a million years. Let's think of Dr. Turi and think of the $100 million wasted for a scientific community who hold around with the pharmaceutical industry. Until then, we shall see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Hopefully next week, because I know we're going to be driving in the car on our first trip to Hollywood. So.
All right, everybody.
So peace out and have a good night, everybody. We'll see you when we see you.
Bye-bye.
Ciao for now.